We're just going to take a small portion here today of Revelation. Revelation 16, verses 1 to 7. Hear the word of the Lord. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth." And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, "Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy." And I heard another out of the altar saying, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments." Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. We're getting into the seven vials. We're taking the first three. And I have reminded the congregation from time to time that these seven vials correspond to the seven trumpets. The seven trumpets allow the dominion of the Antichrist as these trumpets are blown. And you'll notice that each vial corresponds to the trumpet. So the first vial corresponds to the first trumpet, the second vial to the second trumpet, etc. Even in what they are poured out upon. And it has this going effect, is it brings judgment upon the Antichrist, brings judgment upon him such that after that seventh vial, he's completely destroyed. But in order to have an understanding of what's going on in the text, we got to remember what the trumpets were. And so we're only taking the first three because of that tediousness which is required. But I'm going to be moving quickly through this. So I want you to look at the first trumpet. The first vial in this text is poured out. A vial, boys and girls, a vial is like, you can think of a glass vessel, okay, which has something in it. Usually would have some type of incense or something of that matter. And so it's a picture of the wrath of God, okay? And it's being poured out, that substance is being poured out, the wrath of God, upon things. And you'll notice that it's poured out upon the exact same things which the trumpets were trumpeted to. Okay, so we have the first vial to the earth. And then we had the trumpet, first trumpet, to the earth. All right, and what did the first trumpet mean? Well, the earth is pictured as the visible church, right? You have the militant church in heaven, and you have, you have the victorious church in heaven, and you have the militant church on earth. And so this was the prophetic picture of the visible church. You have here, though, you've got to remember what the vials are. The trumpets were judgments upon the church, which led to the rising up of Antichrist. But remember that the vials are being poured out upon who? The Antichrist, to undo his things. So although the earth is the same thing being poured out upon, in the symbology, it's still going to have a little bit of a difference in what it means. Let me give you an example. Okay, the trumpet is against the church, the visible church. And the earth is that which symbolizes the visible church. Well, it means that. But when we get to the vials and we're pouring it out upon the earth, and it's the anti-Christian visible church, you see the difference. In order for it to be the wrath of God upon the Antichrist, then that which is in the symbology must be the anti-Christian version of that thing. So the trumpets, the earth is visible church. All right, over here, the visible church that's anti-Christian is all of those who are adhering to the anti-Christian religion and the authority of Antichrist. And you can see the symbology here is that this produces sores and boils. I want you to notice something else as we go through these vials. They are used in the exact same way in which the plagues were used against Egypt. Do you see that? So the effects of the vials are the same exact effects that we see in the plagues. Now, what were the plagues for? They were to destroy, right, the gods of the Egyptians. God was saying, I'm going to send locusts and destroy all your crops because you have a god for your crops. I'm going to show I'm the god of the crops, right? That's what the plagues mean if you go through Exodus. Well, this is what's happening here. You have the wrath of God being poured out upon Antichrist, and it's showing, I am the God of the visible church, not you, Antichrist, which set yourself up in the visible church, proclaiming yourself as God. Okay, so you see this now. So what is that visible church that's anti-Christian? Well, it's everyone, which is having the mark of the beast, having the mark of the authority of the Antichrist, and boils, and these grievous sores are a mark in Scripture of shame, loathing, and of power being lost. Because when you receive these sores in the Old Testament, you lost your house, everything was lost. You had to go outside the city. You were set apart. You were unclean. Think Job, right? Think Job. Well, this is exactly what's going to be happening here with the first vial. You're having that pouring out upon the anti-Christian visible church, and you're seeing a shame and loathing, and the power which the Antichrist once had is now starting to unravel. He's losing some of that power, and he's losing it with the shame and the loathing which has come about as the true light of the gospel goes out into the world, and therefore is that first vial. You can see this happening in the Reformation. You see the beginning of this vial, indeed, where what happened? Men started casting, not just men, kings started casting off the authority of the Pope, and they were setting up and saying, sola scriptura, upon the Bible alone will rest our authority, not any man. And so began the judgment, and you can see the shame that happened, especially as those who tried to defend the authority and those Protestant dominions were put to shame in these scholastic writings which they did. And so here is the first vial. The second vial, it's upon the sea. What was the trumpet? Trumpeted to the sea. It pictured the nations and the many people. The seas, you see, were what connected all nations together in commerce and other things. And so we understood it there and noted that you travel along this to the nations. And so it also could stand for the ordinances of evangelism. And so now, with the vial being poured out upon us, it's anti-Christian nations. Anti-Christian people, anti-Christian ordinances of evangelism. And you see the effects here becomes blood. In the trumpets, only one-third became blood because there was two-thirds which was still the true church. But you have here a total corruption. And I have to emphasize here how scary this is. It's saying that when this vial is poured out, it's so destroyed soul that if you're a nation bowing to the Antichrist, to the Pope, the whole nation's almost lost. It's all corrupted. And even the ordinances thereof are. And we see this. We see this. I want you to study history. And it's been fascinating as I've delved into it. You'll see a Roman Catholic nation and a Protestant nation, two different things. French, Spain, they destroy themselves. Where the Protestant nations, like our own, right, built upon the ideas of Protestants, were blessed. And as we go towards the ideas of Rome, even as a nation, you can see how things are starting to change for America. Why is that? Because there's total corruption of the nations to death, which subscribe to these anti-Christian religions. And so the sea is corrupted by blood, and not just one third, but totally. And this is that, of course, preceding the coming of all nations to Christ. When they realize that it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And so this indeed started in the Reformation. And it will continue, I believe, going forward as well. You have Poland, who just recently declared Christ as king under the authority of the Pope. And we'll look and see what happens to Poland, whether or not this comes true. Will they become totally corrupted as the blood of the sea turns to blood? All right, quickly, the third vial. You have it upon the rivers and fountains. The trumpets on the river and fountains. But notice, only one third. Alright, and that rivers and fountains, if you think about the prophets, what do you have? Rivers and fountains coming out of what? What did Jesus say? Out of my belly, right? He said, out of the altar comes a river. This is Ezekiel. And it flows down and it gives life to all that it is. And this is 48, I believe, of Ezekiel. You can see this all throughout the scriptures. However, these rivers and fountains are the proclaimers of the doctrines of the gospel. The doctrines of the gospel, that's how we understood it in the trumpets. And now we're going to see it here as the anti-Christian. Anti-Christian proclaimers of the doctrines of the gospel and the doctrines of the gospels that act as living water. And you're going to see here what happens. In the trumpets, one third became bitter. One third of the ministers become like wormwood. But there's a lot of faithful remaining. But what happens here? Here at this vial, the rivers and the fountains become blood, even unto death. And we learn, as we'll see later in the text, that this blood is being given back to them to drink, which is a picture of persecution. So here we have that the doctrines of the anti-Christian gospel, the doctrines of those who proclaim this, their ministers, their priests, etc., they're going to be persecuted. They're going to be given the blood to themselves. And there was, by many Protestant kings, outlaw of anti-Christian religion, outlaw of Roman Catholicism. And you see this even unto persecution upon them. You can see this in the colonies as well. Yes, the colonies that acknowledged Christ as king, they said no Roman Catholicism. They had to run down to Maryland to get any type of freedom to spread their religion. This was a starting of the fulfillment of this vial. But we'll see it even more and more happen as more nations subscribe to the Lord Jesus Christ and the one true religion, the Reformed religion, which we confess from the scriptures. This is the first three vials.